Bill Ferguson was like a Martin Luther King to the Aboriginal people of Australia. As Martin Luther King campaigned for African Americans, Bill Ferguson campaigned for the rights of Australian Aboriginal people. He lived in the first half of the 20th century at a time when Aboriginal people had no citizenship rights, no vote, and lived in a state of dependency and poverty. In 1923, in order to integrate mixed-blood Aboriginal people into white society, the Australian government implemented a policy of forcibly removing mixed-blood Aboriginal children from their Aboriginal mothers and missions and placing them in white families. Bill Ferguson, as a practicing Christian, was appalled at this practice and worked tirelessly to remove this and other handicaps that Aboriginals lived under. He died in 1950 at age 68. He did not fully realise his dreams for Aboriginal people, but he sowed the political seed for change and inspired other Aboriginal people to become involved in politics to improve the conditions for Australian Aboriginal people. Bill Ferguson was the seventh of seven children. His father was a white Scottish shearer and his mother, Emily, an Aboriginal domestic worker on a station in western New South Wales. He received a little education at Warangesda Mission. Ferguson became a practicing Christian as a young man and maintained an active faith for the whole of his life. Leaving school at 14, he joined his father as a shearer. In 1911, at Narandera Presbyterian Church, he married Margaret Gowans, a woman of similar background to himself, with a Scottish father and Aboriginal mother. With 12 children, the family settled permanently in Dubbo in 1933. Dubbo was a town where discrimination was less evident, and the Fergusons became accepted members of the community. The true son of a true Scotsman, Ferguson was a staunch Presbyterian. He was also a sincere and involved Christian, an elder of the Dubbo Presbyterian Church, and was highly respected. From the beginning of his working life, Ferguson was a loyal and active member of the Australian Workers' Union. He joined the Labor Party in 1915, serving as local branch secretary. For many years, Ferguson worked hard to improve conditions for workers, both white and black, involving himself with various unions and the Trades and Labour Council. He saw poor treatment of Aboriginal people. He saw unfair and arbitrary control, poverty, sickness and despair. He devoted all the time and resources he could to stop the Aborigines Protection Board from removing lighter skin colour Aboriginal children from their Aboriginal parents and to help oppressed Aboriginal people. When the New South Wales Parliament increased the Aborigines Protection Board's powers in 1936, Ferguson realised that the Aboriginal people's only hope was to organise themselves politically. He launched the Aborigines Progress Association in 1937. He was elected organising secretary and later opened branches throughout the state. With another New South Wales Aboriginal leader, John Patton, Ferguson organised a Day of Mourning conference for Aboriginal people on Australia Day 1938, the 150th anniversary of white settlement. He and John Patton wrote a pamphlet, Aborigines Claim Citizen Rights, and petitioned Prime Minister Joe Lyons for a national Aboriginal policy. When the New South Wales government replaced the old Protection Board with a new Aborigines Welfare Board in 1940, Ferguson's organisation demanded the right of Aboriginal participation. The government finally agreed and Ferguson took a seat on the board in 1944. Some reforms were made, but progress was very slow. In 1949, Ferguson became vice president of a national group, the Australian Aborigines League. The League sent a deputation to Canberra to seek reforms drafted by Ferguson, but the minister was unmoved. Angered, Ferguson resigned the Labor Party, feeling that neither Australian political party was really interested in the rightful demands of Aboriginal people. In the December elections, Ferguson stood as an independent for Lawson, the Dubbo seat. His platform was civil rights for all people. He collapsed during his final speech and died in the Dubbo Base Hospital a few days later. We salute Bill Ferguson, a devout Christian, an Aboriginal Australian who worked to improve the civil rights and conditions for Aboriginal people in Australia.